quick dive into the folk music scene likely includes music by Noah Kahan, a Vermont-born artist whose latest Dick Season album has been nominated for several Grammys. Beyond these accolades are songs that unpack the intricacies of love and heartbreak and recovery from addiction, all heavy topics that Kahan tackles with his acoustic guitar, pigtails, and a tinge of self-deprecation. Kahan's work enters the pop-folk genre at a time of near-total domination by Taylor Swift. Her latest album, Midnights, veers more toward her pop roots, but ever more in folklore set her reach definitively in folk music. What's unique with Kahan, I argue, is his willingness to venture beyond expectations of masculinity with the topics of heartbreak, love, and loss. I spoke with my roommate and fellow Noah Kahan fan, Jocelyn Council, about his impact.
All right. That's better. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Jocelyn Council, who happens to be my roommate. She's been my roommate for a full year, and we are living together again by choice. Say by choice.
By choice.
By choice, yes.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm majoring in civil engineering. I'm from North Carolina. My music taste is kind of all over the board. Just, like, generally, people just don't like it, like, the description. But, like, yeah, if I shuffle, some Hamilton might play, some Drake, oh. Sorry about that.
Some Glee.
You know, Glee definitely can come on. I don't know, just that kind of thing.
So I did create the title of this podcast before I started writing it, and I'm actually not done writing it yet. But it's about breaking down, like, masculinity, like, because I feel like you and I have talked about this before, how we think that a lot of, like, the lyrics and messaging in his music is very, like, vulnerable.
Yeah.
And how that kind of contradicts what we think about male artists. So what do you think he does specifically? Like, do you have any lyrics in mind? Do you have any songs in mind that you think kind of go against that grain?
Go against the grain of masculinity, you're saying?
Yeah.
I can't think of any examples of, like, what he's doing, mm-hmm. but I can think of maybe examples of why what he's doing is so effective, mm-hmm. if that can feel that. It really kind of, like, puts you into the story. Mm-hmm. Like, the one about, like he had, like, a manic, whatever, like, breakdown or something like that, and now he, like, bought all of that Lululemon clothing. Right,
yeah,
and now he said he's suffering in style. I don't know. I think he's just so descriptive. That's what makes things so convincing. Mm-hmm. I think what he does a good job in, like, merging, like, young words with really, like, not old concepts, but concepts that, like, older people that would talk about. He's like Adele,
like,
in that way. Right,
concept.
Like, he's been through so much, and then, like, you look it up, and he's 24 years old.
I was about to bring that up, he's 25, yeah.
25, right. So, I like that because he'll say stuff like, oh, yeah, I'm getting drunk until whatever with my friends, but then, like, the message is so, like, old soul-y. But the mm-hmm. words are so young and, like, Gen Z-esque, mm-hmm. and it's really, like, merging.
That's true. He does,
like,
have, like, Lululemon as
right.
an example. Okay, yeah.
Right, and also, I think that it's hard to relate to stuff that's, like, sad by, like, Whitney and, like, that kind of thing, because mm-hmm. it's, like, oh, they're so, like, old, and, like, what I'm going through isn't, like, really, like, matter, because, like, mm-hmm. they've seen so much more than I have because I'm so young. But him, like, using, like, those young lyrics and, like, so that I can kind of, like, relate to more with, like, big concepts makes my things and my life feel big as well
yeah.
and, like, validated.
Oh,
so, like, props
nice.
To him.
Okay.
Kahan's age is perhaps the most impressive element of his artistry. When I went to Kahan's Chicago concert on November 3rd, the demographics were remarkable to me. I must have been one of the youngest attendants and can only describe the fellow concertgoers as millennials who shed their consulting attire in favor of flannels. The clips you've been hearing are from that concert, and what's really striking to me is the dedication of his fan base to memorize every painful lyric and Kahan's, as Jocelyn and I put, smooth and buttery voice that persisted even in person. His stage presence was humble. Despite the success of Stick Season, the song now playing in the background, he seemed to be in awe that so many people joined him in singing this deceptively upbeat song of heartbreak and growing older. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to listen to his latest album. My favorites were Growing Sideways, Orange Juice, and All My Love. For WNUR News, I'm Emily Yang.